and all of a sudden it's burning holes through all your clothes. Obviously, there's more energy coming out of that iron than normal. And this is what we're seeing with the sun. It should be going into a solar minimum right now. We should be seeing a very quiet purring kitten for a sun. And quite the opposite, it's blowing off solar flares day after day that exceed even the most extreme levels of solar maximum. So obviously something big is going on, and scientists cannot explain this with their standard theoretical work, and so they're not explaining anything at all. They're in fact hiding the data. They're trying to minimize what's going on. But obviously the sun is responding to something very big, and it's not going away. It's not getting quiet. It's not just a one-time event, which then goes away, and we go, wow, was that ever something? Since October 26th, the sun has been pounding out solar flares that are enormous. We've been nicked ourselves at Earth by a couple of them, but what they don't talk about is all the flares that are going off in other directions. These are significant to us because the sun is not normal. It's not healthy, let's say, in the normal sense. So the sun is very active, very much above its normal level, and it's not going away.
All right. I have a question to ask you. Are you familiar with the Colburn Bible?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought. I'm going to enlighten my audience on something that you probably already know, Mr. McCaney, and then I'm going to get to you. But, ladies and gentlemen, when you begin to learn the Anglo-Israel message you hear me preach about, you start looking into some of the